Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
Thank the Lord, we can gather before Him once again.
我们感谢主，我们可以聚集在他的跟前。
Before we have our brother come up to speak, we will sing one hymn.
我们还没有请我们的弟兄来与我们交通之前，我们先唱一首诗歌。
Yes, can we turn to hymn 313?
我们好不好翻到诗歌313首。
313。
313。
And we will just start by singing the first three stanzas, number one, two, and three.
我们先唱头三节。
The sister can give us the first line, and then we begin.
事情给我们第一句，我们就开始。
Let's pause. So the hymnist, Francis Abigail.
这首诗歌的作者是Francis Abigail.
And so if you read the lyrics in this hymn, I mean, she has this desire to give of her all to the Lord.
你如果看里面的歌词的时候，你知道她心里面有一个渴慕，就是把她自己来交给神。
So why is it that she has this desire?
为什么她会有这个的渴慕呢？
The refrain says, Thou didst wear a crown of thorn for me. Thou is Christ.
在副歌里面说到为我荆棘冠冕你肯戴，是说到基督他自己。
And thou didst give thy life on Calvary.
为我你钉死苦架，你受害。
And because of that, it follows, Lord, I give to thee my life and all to be.
因为这个缘故他愿意来跟随主来把他自己来献上。
So the question for us today, do we have a heart like hers?
今天对我们的问题就是我们有没有像他那样子有这个的渴慕呢？
Yeah. I think head knowledge wise, we know all the things Christ has done for us.
我们知道在我们的头脑里面，我们知道基督他为我们做成一切。
How he died on the cross for us, how he gave up his life for us.
他怎么样 被钉死在十字架上啊，他怎么样的把为我们舍命？
But do we have a response to that?
但是我们对他这样说，我们有没有那个的回应呢？
Sister Frances here, she desired to give her all to the Lord.
Frances 在这里说到，她愿意把她自己整个的献上给主。
So are we willing to lay down our lives today to follow Him?
那我们今天是不是也愿意舍己把我们奉献给主呢？
And so may this hymn reminds us and also give this question to all of us so that we can think more.
愿意这首诗歌能够提醒我们也在我们心中里面留下一个问题。
So can we bow for a word of prayer?
我们低头做个祷告。
Dear Lord, indeed we thank you for wearing the crown of thorn for us.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你为我们带来荆棘的冠冕。
And thank you for giving up your life for us on Calvary.
谢谢你在战略上为我们舍命。
Because of what you have done, that today we have this wonderful salvation.
因着你所做的，我们今天得着这个奇妙的救恩。
And that we can be brought back home, and that we can call our Father Abba Father.
我们能够被带回到家里面，我们可以称我们的神为阿爸父。
And help us so that we can have a right response to this.
求你帮助我们对你有一个一个正确的回应。
That no longer are we to live for ourselves, but to live for the Lord.
我们不再为自己而活，乃是为主你而活。
Just as our sister, she wrote that she desired to give of it all to the Lord.
就像我们的姐妹所写的，她渴慕把她自己整个的奉献给主。
But help us, because we know that we are weak, and we know that there is so much self in each one of us.
求你帮助我们，因为我们知道我们是何等的软弱，在我们里面，我们的己是有那么的多。
Help us to lay down ourselves and be able to follow you without any hindrance.
帮助我们可以学习舍己，把我们自己交给你。
And may we be the vessels that you use on this earth.
使我们能够承用你在地上可以使用的器皿。
That you can be glorified through our lives here.
使我们的生命可以荣耀你。
So we thank you, we commit this time unto you.
我们谢谢你，我们把这段时间恭敬的仰望你。
May you be with our brother as he speak your word.
求你与我们的弟兄同在当他要交通你的话的时候。
And may you give a brother grace and may you give him the strength.
求你赏赐我们的弟兄有恩典有能力。
And we say here we are and that we give us a heart to be able to hear what you have to say to us.
也求你给我们有一个心，我们可以来聆听你要向我们所说的话。
We thank you once again. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们再次的谢谢你，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. Amen. So we will finish singing stanzas 4, 5, and 6.
我们就唱第四到第六节。
Give us a note. Okay. Ready?
预备。
Say goodbyes, my God. Namaste, my God. And about him singing, have Brother Steve come up to speak.
我们唱诗歌停到这里，我们请 Steve 弟兄与我们交通。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
I remember a Psalm 63.
我记得诗篇63篇。
The psalmist says, O God, thou art my God, whom you I seek you, my soul thirsty thee, and my flesh long for you. It is a dry and thirsty land.
诗篇63篇 神啊，你是我的神，我要切切的寻求你，在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
To see your power and your glory, so as I have seen you in the sanctuary.
我在圣所中曾如此的赞扬你，为要见你的能力和你的荣耀。
Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee.
因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
So, God is so lovely.
神是那么的有慈爱。
So, as the children of God, we should seek for Him all the time.
我们是神的儿女，我们应该常常的来寻求他。
And on the Sunday morning, it's a very good opportunity for him to experience his power and glory right here.
在周日的早晨，神能够，我们能够来经历他的能力和荣耀。
So may God bless his time for us.
我们求神祝福我们这一段的时间。
Let's bow for prayer.
我们低头这个祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for calling us together before you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你呼召我们聚在你的跟前。
May our heart be thankful and full of humility.
愿意我们带着感恩的心。
We want to be humble before you, the highest of all.
也在你这一位至高的神跟前，我们谦卑。
Today we want to study a topic that you have been telling us all this time.
我们今天我们要一起的来学习一个的题目，这个题目是你一直以来都在告诉我们的。
So we want to have a response to your calling for consecration today.
愿意我们对你有一个回应，就是要把我们奉献给你。
We commit this time to you.
我们把这段时间恭敬仰望你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督名求。Amen.
Oh, I guess I have this confess, I cheat a little bit in terms of what hymn was going to sing today.
我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌使我的心非常
I'm just let our brother choose a hymn that I want. Put it that way.
我让弟兄去选我要唱的那首诗歌。
He graciously agrees.
他就很乐意的来听我的话。
Thank you for that.
所以我谢谢弟兄。
So once Watchman Lee said that.
弟兄有一次是这样说的。
All work for God begins with consecration and also is based on surrender.
神所有的一切的工作都是从我们的奉献开始。也是根据他的顺服。
And at one point, I don't know if you have heard about Brother Stephen Kong's message on spiritual exercise.
张弟兄有分享过属灵的操练，不知道你有没有听过。
He gave a series of 24 lessons for us to learn.
他讲了24篇一系列的信息让我们去学习的。
He began the first message on consecration.
他第一篇的信息就是说到奉献。
He says, without consecration, God cannot do this spiritual work on his people.
他说到没有奉献神就不能够在他的百姓身上来做他奇妙的工作。
You want to listen to these messages?
你如果想听这篇信息的话
，is posted on House of God Services San Bruno's website.
你可以在San Bruno 教会神的家他们的网站上面可以找得到。
And you know the famous preacher F.B. Meyer once said that.
F.B. Meyer, 弟兄曾经这么说。
He says consecration is a stepping stone to blessedness.
奉献是蒙福的那个的踏脚石。
So today, you know what my title is for the talk, right?
所以今天你可能已经知道我要说的主题是什么了。
My title is Consecration, a Life Offered and a Mind Transformed.
我今天的主题就是奉献就是在心事里面要更新。
Maybe you can read some Bible verses.
我们可以一起的来读几节的经文哈。
I know brothers and sisters have read before the book of Romans, so it's quite familiar with you.
我想弟兄姐妹们都曾经读过罗马书所以你们可能已经非常的熟悉了。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
罗马书第十二章第一和第二节。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Verse 2, and be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by renewing your, of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、神权可喜悦的旨意。
We'll go back to chapter 8:29, same book.
我们翻到罗马书第八章第二十九节。
Chapter 8, verse 29.
第八章二十九。
For whom we did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Moreover, whom he did predestinate them, he also called, and whom he called them, he also justified, and whom he justified, he also glorified.
预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
我们翻到利未记第一章。
Leviticus chapter 1, verse 12 to 13.
利未记第一章第十二和第十三节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 says, And he shall cut it into his pieces with his head and his fat, and the priest shall lay them in order of the wood, as on the fire which is upon the altar.
要把燔祭生切成筷子，人头和籽油。即是要就要摆在坛上火的柴上。
But he shall wash the inwards and the legs with water, and the priest shall bring it all and burn it upon the altar.
但丈夫 与腿要用水洗，即是就要全然奉献，烧在坛上。这是燔祭，是先与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
I want you to pay attention to the last sentence. It says, "Is sweet savor aroma into the Lord."
请大家注意最后一句，就说到是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。
And one more is in First Peter.
然后是在彼得前书
Chapter 2 verse 9
第二章第九节
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9
彼得前书第二章第九节
But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people that ye should show forthThe praises of him who has called you out of darkness into this marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So they are basically trying to talk about Romans.Chapter 12, verse 1-2.
今天我基本上想分享罗马书第一章第十二章第一和第二节。
So, I sort of divided into about six parts to talk about these verses.
我想把这两节来分开六个重点来分享。
So,When we say consecration,
所以当我们说到奉献
What is the motivation of doing that?
奉献的动机是什么呢？
In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it says, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
在第十二章第一节里面，保罗说到，他是以神的慈悲来劝你们将身体献上。
You know, Paul begins not with a command, but with a plea.
保罗他不是以一个的吩咐来说的，他是以一个请求来这么说。
Yeah, he does not stand above the believer because he is apostle demanding obedience.
他不是以一个使徒的身份，好像高高在上的来去要求他们这么做。
But he stands beside them as a brother.
他乃是站在他们的旁边，就像一位弟兄一样。
Appealing to them on the basis of God's grace.
以神的慈悲来向他们来发出这个呼召。
Today, the Holy Spirit actually in our heart gently reminding us to give up ourselves.
今天圣灵在我们的心里面很轻轻的来提醒我们，要我们放下我们自己。
So we have to know what are these verses?
那我们需要知道这些慈悲是说到什么呢？
Basically, these verses already mentioned in Romans chapter 1 to 8.
其实在罗马书第一章到第八章里面都已经说过了。
I just sort of put down some key points right here.
那我就写下一些的重点。
First, God's righteous judgment that convicts us of sin.
第一就是神公义的审判他定我们的罪。
The Christ atoning death that justifies us.
基督他赎罪的的死，使我们可以称义。
The Spirit in us give you that power to sanctify us.
圣灵就在里面给我们有那个的能力使我们可以成圣。
So another verse is our adoption as sons and heirs.
另外一个的慈悲就是说到我们能够得着儿子的名分能够成为后子。
God repeatedly saying is unbreakable love that will keep us.
神不断的说到他的爱是不毁灭的他时刻的来保守我们。
And lastly, his sovereign plan that guarantees our glorification.
然后最后一点就说到他的主权的计划来确保我们能够得到荣耀。
So these are all we probably pretty much familiar with.
我想我们对这些都可能非常的熟悉了。
I want to emphasize one big issue that God has put in Paul's heart.
我想强调一点神把一个很重要的事的负担放在保罗的身上。
It's described in Romans 8, verse 14 to 30.
就是在罗马书第八章第十四节到第三十节。
It concerning the interlock or interrelationship between sonship, conformancy, and the creation's liberation.
就是说到得儿子的名分，还有被磨成像到儿子的形象，然后是这个受造之物可以得着释放。
So, verse 40 to 70 basically is talking about we have been transferred or put into this divine sonship.
所以第十四到三十节里面是说到我们已经给放在那个有儿子名分的那个地位上面。
So through the Holy Spirit, believer received this spirit of adoption.
透过圣灵信徒得着这个儿子的名分。
So that's why we cry out to God, Abba Father.
所以我们能够向神来呼喊说阿爸父。
That's a proof that we being adopted by God as his son.
这就证明我们已经给神受纳为他的儿女。
So, this is a legitimate spiritual heir of God, is what we are.
所以我们是神合法的属灵的后嗣。
And we go to co-heir with Christ.
并且我们是与基督同作后嗣的。
So in 20, verse 28 to 29,
所以在第28和29节里面,
it concerns about our conforming to the image of his son.
是说到我们要被磨成像他儿子的模样。
So God's eternal plan or his election is to conform believers to the image of his son.
所以在神永远的旨意里面他的计划就是要把信徒要磨成像他儿子的模样。
Jesus is the firstborn and believers are being transformed inwardly into his character.
基督他是首生的是长子的。我们信徒要给磨成像他的那一个的样子。
With us says the all the brethren, he will be the firstborn among them.
使他在许多的弟兄中做长子。
If we go a little bit further to verse 30,
如果我们再继续看第三十节。
He's talking about the full manifestation and glorification.
是说到那个完全的显灵还有
When you are joining.
是荣耀的彰显。
So, conformity accumulates in glorification.
所以被磨成像他儿子的模样会达到荣耀的彰显。
The ultimate physical and spiritual transformation where mortal bodies are redeemed.
那是我们的身体被变化我们的身体可以得赎。
This is when the sonship of believers attain the full measure of maturity.
那是我们的儿子名分的能够达到那个成熟的那个的度量。
And believers share fully in the glory of Christ.
并且信徒能够分享完全的分享基督的荣耀。
And when we go back to verse 19 and 22, we can see the cosmic liberation and restoration.
如果我们回到第八章第十九和第二十二节的时候，我们会看到我们会看到整个的宇宙可以得释放能够被恢复过来。
So the physical creation was subjected to vanity and bondage due to the human sin.
受造之物是现在是浮在这个虚空和瑕疵之下的，因着人的罪的缘故。
Consequently, creation is depicted as growing in the bird pants.
因此受造之物现在都是一同的叹息劳苦。
They are eagerly awaiting the revealing or the appearance of the sons of God.
他们正在切切的来等候神众子的显现。
When the sons of God are glorified and fully manifest in Christ's image.
当神的众子得着荣耀，完全显出基督的模样的时候。
Creation itself will be set free from corruption and into the glorious liberty.
受造之物就可以脱离败坏的瑕疵能够享荣耀的自由。
The physical creation is restored to its intent, harmony, and purpose.
受造之物就可以被恢复它原有的那个和谐的目的。
See, we know the verses of God is pretty broad and deep.
所以我们知道神的慈悲是非常的非常的宽大，也非常的深。
So Paul's logic is very simple. When you see God's verses, consecration should be the only reasonable response for us.
所以保罗的逻辑是非常的简单的，就是当我们看到神的慈悲的时候，我们的奉献就是那唯一合理的一个的回应。
So I'm going to talk about the second point is how to present your bodies as a living sacrifice.
等一下我会提到第二点，就是我们如何把身体献上当作活祭的这一方面。
We have a lot of Old Testament background about sacrifices.
我们知道在旧约里面有很多对于奉献献祭的一些的背景。
You know, we just read about what is described in Leviticus chapter 1.
我们刚才读到在利未记第一章里面所说的话。
You know, the first one is called burn offering.
头一个祭是说到燔祭。
That is probably the best in terms in the eye of God.
可能在神的眼中是一个最好的祭。
You know, the offerer who want to do this particular sacrifice, he has to take a lamb or goat to before the priest.
你知道那个献祭的人他要把一只羊或者一只牛来带到祭司那边去。
You know, I might not able to do it. Actually, he has to kill the animal, not the priest.
他要把那只动物给杀了。
He is going to cut it up, not the priest.
不是祭司去做，乃是他自己要去做，要把那个祭牲来切成筷子，一块一块的。
And why he lay his hand on the edible before he did it? That's those. I will do those.
他还没有把那个祭牲杀之前，他先要把手放在那个祭牲的头上。
This means he's identified himself with the animal.
这是表示他与这个的动物他已经是联合在一起。
So, when they kill, he said, kill the animal, he's actually killing himself.
所以当他把寄生杀的时候，其实他是杀了他自己。
He cutting up the goat or the animal, it means he's cutting up himself.
当他把羊切成一块块的时候，其实他是把他自己切成一块一块。
So the burnt offering was a holy consume.
所以，燔祭是要把整个的鸡给烧了。
has to be clean, has to be cut, and then has to be burned entirely.
他要先把它洗洗干净，然后切成筷子，然后就把整个给烧了。
Let's say left after that.
没有剩下一点。
Nothing was held back.
没有保留一点。
This is what the picture that Paul is trying to tell us.
这是保罗要告诉我们的那一幅图画。
Consecration is an offering of the whole person. Nothing reserved. Nothing was held.
奉献是要把我们的整个人要献上，没有一些的保留。
So in New Testament, the reality is our sacrifice is not slain, but is living.
在新约的里面，我们的献祭不是死的，乃是一个活的祭。
So how can be a sacrifice still living since it's already burnt?
那你怎么样可以成为一个被一个祭被烧了，但是仍然是活的呢？
So if you remember what Paul has said,
你记得保罗是怎么说吗？
In Galatians chapter 20, verse 20, it says like that.
在加拉太书第二章第二十节是怎么说？
He said, I am crucified with Christ, and then yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
他说，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
The living sacrifice is means that you identify with what Christ has done on the cross.
奉献就是说到我们是已经与基督同钉十字架。
Whatever happened to Christ happened to us.
发生在基督的身上，也发生在我们的身上。
Although we are dead, but we also live with Christ.
虽然我们已经死了，但是我们是与基督同活。
When we identify with him, we are the living sacrifice.
当我们与基督联合的时候，我们就是就是一个活祭。
So living means a little bit other meaning.
Living.
Living.
活是有另外一个的意义的。
Living means lively, means very fresh.
活是说到活泼还有新鲜的。
So our offering has to be renewed, has to maintain the freshness.
所以我们的奉献需要给更新需要保持那个新鲜。
And you have to maintain your willingness.
你也需要来持守你那个的愿意掌住。
You need to have Christ as your center of your life.
你需要基督成为你生活的中心。
Because Christ is our life.
因为基督是我们的生命。
So consecration is not a moment, it's a lifestyle of submitting to God's authority.
所以奉献不是一刻的事乃是一生我们来顺服神的主权，一个生活的方式。
We go to the third point, is called the nature of sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
我们来到第三点，是说到这个祭物的性质是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Holiness means to set apart.
圣洁是说到被分别出来。
in scripture, consecration, there are two Greeks and also Hebrews words.
圣洁在圣经里面在希伯来文是有两个字。在希腊文也有两个字。
These two words also the meaning is consecration.
这两个字的意义都是说到奉献。
Basically, the gist of the meaning is first set apart for divine purpose.
第一个是说到为着神的旨意给分别出来。
Second thing is cleansed and purified.
第二个是被洗净和被洁净。
And third is marked by blood and anointing.
第三就是是有宝血和膏油的那个印记。
So, I don't want to explain too much. You have time. You can go back and read Leviticus about the consecration of high priest.
我没有时间仔细的去说。如果大家有时间的话，你可以回去看利未记。当祭司被搞的时候。
So, it's talking about blood, also talking about oil.
那里有说到有血，还有膏油。
So, in a way, the old covenant consecration was more external and also a ritual process.
所以在旧约的时候奉献是属于外表的，也是属于一个仪式的。
But in the new covenant, consecration is internal and voluntary.
可是在新约奉献是内在的也是出于自愿的。
So what makes us acceptable before God?
那什么是令我们可以蒙神的悦纳呢？
It's actually not based on our perfection, but based on Christ's righteousness.
很明显的并不是因着我们的完全完美，那是因为基督是我们的公义。
We can offer ourselves because he has already made us acceptable before God.
我们能够把我们自己奉献给神，因为主已经使我们能够蒙受神的悦纳。
So you don't need to say, okay, I have to read more Bible, I have to pray more, I have, you know, fellowship more before you can consecrate to God.
所以你不需要说我要多读圣经，我要多去祷告，我要多去聚会，然后我才能够把自己奉献给神。
Actually, a noble process when you first believe you should consecrate to God.
其实当我们相信主的时候，我们应该是
已经奉献，
我们是已经把我们自己奉献给神了。
Let's go to the four points.
我们来到第四点。
What is the reason for consecration?
奉献的原因是什么呢？
What is your reasonable service?
什么是理所当然的侍奉呢？
Paul using a term, I mean,in the original language, it means points to three areas.
保罗用着一个词句在原文里面是指着有三点。
First, consecration is a logical worship.
第一就说到奉献是一个合乎逻辑的敬拜。
Is a spiritual worship.
是一个属灵的敬拜。
The worship is consistent with reason.
是与理性相符合的一个敬拜。
Consecration actually is the action of your will.
奉献是
是
一个决定性的。
It's not based on your emotion.
不是根据你的情感。
Because consecration is what God is pleased.
因为神是喜悦我们奉献。
So, consecration is reasonable before God.
所以奉献在神面前是理所当然的。
We already mentioned before, God has shown us the infinity mercy.
我们刚才说过，神他已经来彰显他那无穷的慈悲。
And Christ has given us infinity sacrifice.
基督他也已经做出了他无穷的那个牺牲。
And also the Holy Spirit has given us the infinity.
然后圣灵也把他无穷的能力给了我们。
To withhold ourselves would be unreasonable.
所以如果我们还保留我们自己的话，那是非常的不合理的。
So the service itself actually means worship.
侍奉是说到敬拜的这件事。
So the original language means it's administration of God.
在原文里面是说到对神的一个服事。
It's a divine service which means worship.
是一个神圣的服事其实是指着一个敬拜。
So to offer ourselves is to pay homage to God.
所以把我们自己奉献给神是向神的一个的尊敬。
Because he is worthy of our complete sacrifice.
因为他配得我们完全的把我们自己献给他。
Actually, worship is the highest form of serving God.
敬拜是服侍神的一个最高的一个的形式。
Let's go to the fifth point.
我们来看第五点。
He's talking about what is the blessedness of consecration.
我们来看奉献的福分是什么。
It can give us a mind renewed and a life transformed.
它能够使我们的心意更新和生命的改变。
It says not to be conformed to this world.
它说到不要效法这个世界。
But be transformed by renewing of our mind.
只要心意更新而变化。
You know, this is the consequence of or the blessedness of consecration.
这是我们奉献的一个的结果或者一个的福分。
You know, the world has a mold.
我们知道这个世界就好像这个世界有一个的模型，一个模式。
We call right now is called the trend of the world.
我们可以说我们说它是一个世界的潮流。
If we do nothing, we will be shaped by this.
如果我们什么都不做的话，我们就会给它来塑造我们。
So consecration actually gives us the willful power to resist this world influence.
所以奉献给我们有一个的意志力，可以来抵挡这个世界对我们的影响。
So, whatever touch on our values, our identities, our priority, our desire, we have to we have to use it, it can be sustained us not to follow the world.
所以不论是我们的价值观我们的身份我们的优先次序和我们的渴慕透过奉献使我们有一种的持续的一种的力量来去拒绝这个世界对我们的影响。
So transform by renewing our mind.
所以我们的心意更新而变化。
Transformation is like metamorphosis.
变化就好像是一个锐变。
This word, same word is used for when Christ was in the mountain of configuration.
这个字也是在我们的主耶稣在变化山上变了他的形象是同一个字的。
So it is an inner change that produces an outside change.
是内在的改变来产生一个外面的变化。
So consecration is surrendering our will to the word of God.
所以奉献是把我们的意志顺服在神的话里面。
Also to the lordship of Christ in our life.
也顺服基督在我们生命里面的主权。
And also to submit to the authority of the Holy Spirit that is in us.
也顺服在我们里面圣灵的那个的主权。
So renewing our mind means replacing worldly thinking with God's truth.
所以心意更新是说到我们以神的话来取代在我们里面属世的一些的思想。
Also, to let scripture reshape our life purpose and priorities.
并且让圣经来重新的塑造在我们的生命的目标还有那个优先次序。
And also to allow the spirit to cleanse our thoughts.
并且让圣灵来洁净我们的思想。
And also to abide Christ always.
也常常的住在基督里面。
I'll go to the last four.
我就来到最后一点。
The result of consecration is to prove God's will.
奉献的果效就是能够查验神的旨意。
So in Romans 12:2, it says, "You by proof what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God."
在罗马书第十二章第二节里面说到，叫你们查验何为神的善良、神权和喜悦的旨意。
You know, only a consecrated believer can truly discern God's will.
唯有奉献的信徒才能够查验神的旨意。
Consecration basically sharpens our spiritual conception and wisdom.
奉献是能够使我们属灵的洞察力还有属灵的智慧可以更敏锐。
A surrendered life becomes a vessel through which God's will becomes clear, desirable, and joyful.
一个顺服的生命能够成为一个的器皿，可以把神的旨意可以更显明更和喜悦的。
So here the word will of God is singular.
这里说到神的旨意是单数的。
What is that singular will means?
一个单数神的旨意是说到什么呢？
It's his eternal purpose. And that is Christ is the head of all things.
是 说到神永远的旨意就是基督在万有当中做元首的。
So you remember in Colossians chapter 1:19.
所以在哥罗西书第一章第十九节里面说到。
It says, for it pleased the Father that in Christ should all fullness dwell.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛居住在他里面。
But that's good, right?
那是非常好，是不是？
But there's something even better in chapter 2, verse 9.
可是有更好的是在第二章第九节里面。
For him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
If you would, the verse 10, it says, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power.
在第十节里面说到，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Christ is the head of all things.
基督是
万有之首。
万有之首。
Every fullness of God is in Christ.
神一切的丰盛都是在基督里面。
And God put us in Christ.
并且神把我们放在基督里面。
So anyone who unconditionally give priority to Christ in his or her personal and church life will experience and testify how good and acceptable and perfect of his was.
所以无论任何人在他个人和在教会的生活里面没有条件的把自己献给神的时候，他就能够可以去经历到神的旨意是那么的善良、神全可喜悦的。
So we are complete in him, where the fullness of God's head, of the Godhead dwells.
所以我们在在基督里面，我们可以成为丰盛，
完全
能够成为完全。
So I still have 5 minutes, so I'm going to give you a couple examples.
我还有五分钟，所以我想提一两个的例子。
So the first one is from F.B. Meyer.
第一个是从 F.B. Meyer 弟兄身上。
Because it's a pretty good story, I sent you on the email about his story.
因为是一个很好的故事，所以我就在邮件上面发给了大家。
So by make it very simple here.
很简单的来说。
So every mile one struggle to give Christ the full control.
F.B. Meyer 他曾经
有。
很犹豫的要把自己交托给神。
So, he offered Christ the ring of his will with all his keys.
他就将自己代表自己意志上面的那些钥匙都给了基督。
But except one small key to his private closet in his heart.
可是除了一把很小的钥匙那是他心中里面的一些的秘密。
But Christ, but he was bargaining with God at the time.
他在那个时候就与神讨价还价。
But Christ gently replied.
但是基督很温柔的向他说。
If you do not trust me with all, you do not trust me at all.
你如果不能在所有的事上来信靠我，那你就完全没有信靠。
So Meyer hesitated.
所以Meyer 他就犹豫了。
He felt Christ sort of withdrawing from him.
他感觉到基督好像慢慢的远离了他。
So with his desperation, he cried, "Lord, I'm not willing, but I'm willing to be bait, willing."
所以他就很绝望的对主说：“主啊，我现在还不愿意，但是，我愿意来，被你来改变，使我愿意。”
So Christ took his key, opened the closet, removed what was destroying him.
所以基督就接过那把钥匙，就打开了他心里面的橱柜也清除了他里面所有不愿意的东西。
But instead, Christ filled with himself.
他就说到是基督去做，而不是他自己能够做。
And Christ filled this void with himself.
基督就充满了他里面的那个空间。
What is consecration?
什么是奉献呢？
Consecration might not be a perfect willingness.
奉献并不是我们要有一个完全愿意的心。
But willingness to be made willing.
乃是愿意被改变成为愿意。
The second story is about the composer of this hymn, Francis Armagal.
第二个例子就是我们刚才所唱的那首诗歌的作者 Francis Armagal.
He says, consecration is the stepping stone to blessedness, is shown in her experience with God.
他说到奉献是通往福分的踏脚石这是他自己的经历的。
Once he said, it was on Sunday, December 1873.
他说到在一个主日那天是1873年12月的当中的一天。
She said, I first saw clearly the blessedness of true consecration.
他说到是他第一次可以很清楚地看见真正奉献的福分是什么。
She said, I saw it as a flash of electric light, and what you see, you can never unsee.
他说就好像一道的闪电很快就过去了。他所看见的就在没有办法可以视而不见。
There must be full surrender before that can be full blessedness.
唯有先完全的降服，才能够有那个完全的福分。
God lifts you by the one into the other.
神是一个一个的来带领你们进入里面。
So, she said, first I was shown that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed from all sin.
他说到首先神让他看见他儿子的血洁净了我们一切的罪。
And then it was made plain to me that he who had cleansed me had power to keep me clean.
然后他说到神让他能够明白那洁净他的主同样有能力可以保守他继续的洁净。
So she utterly yield herself to him and utterly trust him to keep him.
所以 他最后就把他自己完全的交托给主，也完全的信靠主能够保守他。
So with these two stories,
所以透过这两个真实的故事，
we know what God, why God wants us to offer Himself, ourselves to Him.
我们知道为什么神叫我们把我们自己完全的奉献给他。
Do you want to allow Christ to take us and then break us and make us?
你愿不愿意让主来得着我们，来破碎我们，来拥有我们？
So if you have not serious consecrate yourself to God,
你是不是很认真的来要把自己奉献给神呢？
If you are in deep touch by the great love and mercies of God, please respond to Apostle Paul's plea for offering the whole self to God.
你如果被神 的大爱，他的慈悲摸着你的时候，那你就是要回应保罗对我们的劝勉，把我们自己献给神。
Let me today, you find a quiet place alone and consecrate yourself.
你今天晚上去找一个安静的地方，你把你自己奉献给神。
You can pray to God such a night this.
你可以向神祷告。
Lord Jesus, I'm yours by right.
你可以说主耶稣，我按理我本是属于你的。
Forgive me that I have lived so long as I were my own.
请宽恕我，那么长的时间我是都是为自己而活。
And now I gladly recognize that you have a rightful claim on all I have and my being.
现在我知道你在我的生命和我的整个 的人身上，你拥有那个权利。
I want to live as yours from now on.
从今以后，我要做一个属于你的人。
And I do solemnly at this moment give myself to you to be yours in life and death.
就在这个时刻，我愿意把我自己完全的奉献给你，无论是生是死。
I am yours absolutely and forever.
我也全心并且永远都是属于你的。
And in the name of Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
So is a calling, not just for Apostle Paul.
所以这不单是从保罗的一个呼求呼召。
It's a call from God through the Holy Spirit.
是神透过圣灵向你的呼召。
I hope we can hear.
我盼望我们都能够听得见。
Just sing the hymn again.
我们再唱那首诗歌。
Just stanza one and stanza six.
我们只唱第一和第六节。313。
Let us have a word of prayer.
我们低头做个祷告。
Dear Lord, thank you for your patience.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你对我们的忍耐。
You know how stubborn we are.
你知道我们是何等的顽固。
Your love has always in our hearts.
你的爱常常在我们的心里。
Your calling of consecration always reminds us.
你常常提醒我们你呼召我们把自己奉献给你。
But Lord, we have to admit that.
但是主啊，我们承认。
We are not an obedient child.
我们不是一个愿意顺服的一个孩子。
So we invite today to give us all to you again.
所以今天我们愿意把我们自己整个的交给你。
May you prove that indeed consecration can proveAll your good, acceptable, eternal will to your children of God.
求你让我们知道奉献是使我们能够知道你的旨意是何等的神权美善并且是可喜悦的。
So Lord, we give us all to you.
所以主，我们再一次的把我们整个的交给你。
May you speak to our heart again.
请你再一次的向我们的心里面来说话。
We praise you. We give you all the honor.
我们赞美你把所有的尊贵都归给你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们是奉主耶稣基督名求。Amen.